It was bad when he was diagnosed. Not the diagnosis itself, the A word, that would become his modern age scarlet letter. No, that wasn't the bad part. The bad part was what that one little word, six letters, A-U-T-I-S-M, brought with it. It was bad that all his classmates who had teased him for twiddling his fingers and being in his own world now felt not remorse, but justification for treating him like he was different. It was bad that the teacher aides at recess would never let him out of their sight and would swoop in like hawks on him whenever he uttered a syllable. It was bad when all the teachers started treating him as if he was incapable of doing work like the other students, despite his straight A's and his honor roll achievements the previous year. It was bad that his doctors now ordered all sorts of weird tests that they didn't see fit to order before. It was bad that his mother now let him do even less than she already did, 13 to 17 years old with no independence whatsoever. But the worst thing about it was when he himself started to believe it. When everyone treating him like glass made him afraid that at any minute from now, he would break. When the six-letter word on a piece of paper next to his name now meant to him that he was less capable than everyone else, and all he could do, all he could have been with the talents that he had. Actor, performer, musician, football star, scientist, mathematician, historian, writer, poet, father, husband, friend, happy. All flew out the window with his confidence, and all that remained was that six-letter word.